Well, howdy.
Howdy. You didn't join the first time.
I wasn't even getting the
There we
call.
go.
What's up,
What's going on,
motherfucker?
guys?
Sorry.
There he
What a way to start a
is.
new birthday podcast. Cracking open a cold one with the boys.
Hell
Okay.
yeah.
Happy birthday, by the way, man.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I actually, speaking of birthdays, I turned 33 on 21st.
Hell yeah. We fucking missed that
Oh
episode.
shit. Welcome to the Tomorrow Show. I'm here with Brandon and Jeremy.
What's going on, guys?
How are you guys tonight?
I'm doing
Good,
pretty
doing
damn
good.
good. I don't know. I was just trying to make the best of my 22nd birthday. So it's been an
Oh,
all right
man.
day. I can't complain. It's just
Drink
another fucking
the
year
beer is
older.
all you need.
I feel
I
it.
know. Might as well. My 21st birthday and getting drunk as shit. So I'm like, you know what? 22nd birthday, we're going all out, fam. Might as well.
We're gonna do that better than the first time.
Most likely, more most deaf is what I meant to say. Not most likely. What the fuck? Wrong word.
Yeah, I
It's
didn't
all
really
good.
get. I didn't really get anything for my birthday this year, but I did from my little sister and brother-in-law. They gave me a rum cake all the way from Tortuga.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
So yeah,
Oh,
it was really
is that
good.
what you were eating on? Was it last night?
Yeah,
I
I sent
couldn't
you a
remember.
picture of it.
Yeah, see, I must not have opened that text. I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ate the regular, but the one they gave me was a banana rum cake.
Nice.
It was really good.
Oh.
Hell yeah, dude. All the way from the fucking islands. Nice.
Oh yeah, man.
Fucking here I am drinking a
I
beer
still
from the
need
fucking Rockies. Nice.
Rockies.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Nice.
Drinking a fucking Coors Light, man. I
Oh
think I
man,
found my new favorite
cracking
fucking
a
beer.
cold one with the boys.
I know.
Speaking of the
Ezrin, where's yours,
Rockies,
bud?
remember the Bud Light can that
I'm
it told you it actually turned blue when it told you when it was like really cold?
Right. Yeah, the mountains right now on the can are like blue. So that's awesome. I think it's awesome because it does say like it's best served like ice cold and shit.
Oh yeah,
Like
man.
I guess most beer, even though I think what you and I had talked about the other night is that some beers are actually supposed to be drinking at room temperature. What?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, not all beers are supposed to be cold because I can name a few that I prefer at room temp.
Oh yeah.
I'll drink a Guinness no matter what fucking temperature it So, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And I see, I think I'm like
On.
one of few of my friends, like what few of my friends that will drink Guinness. I'm the only one that prefers extra stout. I don't know why. I'm like, come on, guys, that shit's delicious. No, man, it's too heavy.
I don't think I've tried
It's
that.
too heavy, man. You can't drink that many, you'll get full. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought home 10 for Locos before
Oh,
and drunk
damn.
all 10 at one night.
God knows, dude. You're definitely going to keep
Dude,
that
that's
company
nothing. All right, so they were.
I laid in my backyard all night
That,
too.
nice.
There was a gas station back in my hometown. They were selling them for $2.40 a piece on sale.
Jesus.
So, me and my friends, we got like $60 and we brought the entire store out of Four Locos. And they were gone by the end of the night, and I'm pretty sure my buddy got alcohol poisoning.
That's the one
Oh
thing,
man.
like, dude, fucking Jeremy was telling me, I was like, how much alcohol is in that fucking shit again? Way too
It's
much.
it's
For one
like
can,
14
that's a lot
percent.
of fucking alcohol. I'm sorry.
14%. It used to be
Jesus.
when it first came out, when Four Loko first came out, it was 20. No, it was 45%.
Was it really that fucking much?
Yeah.
45%.
God
Then they moved down to 24%, and then down to 14%. But at the same time, they were trying to say,
dude,
oh,
Four Locos would fuck you up.
They was like, oh, that's just too much, so we're gonna move it down. I was like, dude, I could drink that all night, and it didn't do anything to me.
A 45, you can have like three before you're sloshed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and like you have to pay attention to your to how like all right, for instance, I'm 5'11", I'm 207 pounds. All right. I'm real big, so I can handle the, you know, alcohol. Now if you got somebody real skinny trying to drink heavy, I try to tell them, listen, buddy, you might want to kind of take care and, like, just drink a little at a time. Just they're like, hell no, man. I'm going to be like you. The next thing, they're in the toilet. You can hear them over the mic on PS4. I told you, man. I told you you should.
See, I'm
– pace yourself.
See – I'm 6'2", 175, so like that shit hits me hits me quick, but goddamn, I love it.
Jeremy, the fact that we're talking with somebody who's taller than us and also fucking younger than us, and it's just like I feel like he's one of the boys. I mean he is, but
now,
I mean like he's
now you got me feeling like Gimli.
I mean to be 16 when I first like started talking to him, I'm like, this dude's like easily 19 years old. Or like at least 19.
Me and Brandon is like fucking dwarves and you're legless.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is. My God.
God damn.
Holy fuck.
I seen a guy that's I have a friend that is actually, he's from Canada. He is 6'7" and he is only 13 years old.
My God.
I'm like, well, I wonder what you're going to be when you're fucking 20 years old.
What the fuck kind of growth spurt did he get?
That motherfucker's going to be a mutant when he's 20.
Because, like...
Oh, Jesus. God almighty. That's
I easily have another growth spurt in me.
Puberty hit him like a motherfucking freight train, if that's the case.
Yeah, and he's actually... If you look at history, the meaning giant doesn't actually mean, like, you know... towering humans that are over houses and stuff. He's what you would refer to when, if he like gets any bigger than that. I mean, he's only 13 years old. If he gets any bigger, dude, he's gonna be what you refer to as a giant.
My God.
Yeah.
And that's what real giants
because he has
are.
Another growth spurt coming in at 15.
Yeah, and I mean that giant that Jack and the Beanstalk shit, that's not real giants. I mean, this dude is a real fucking giant.
Right.
And I kind of fear for him at the same time though, if he might like have giant, what is it called? Giantitis or something.
Giantitis.
Yeah. If he might have that or something, cuz if he is actually like, I mean, he's 6'7" and he's only 13 and he's not done with, you know, growing, then, you know, he could have that stuff.
Right. Yeah, dude, it's crazy how some people are right. Just like, they're fucking like 8 feet tall and you're like, why? How the fuck do you get that tall? What is wrong with you? You're a mutant.
I mean, like that height's also like very dangerous because it comes with like a lot of skeletal issues and muscle issues. It comes with like a lot of pains.
Yeah, and your heart, the reason it's so dangerous is your heart remains normal, but your body gets so big that your heart cannot pump that much blood.
Yeah, it's gotta fucking beat faster. It's gotta like it's gotta make up for like, holy fuck, I gotta work a lot harder to fucking keep you in shape, bud.
And that's how they die. That's the reason they die and stuff, because the heart can't pump enough blood, so they die very early.
I forget what, like the how old they actually live to be. I don't think they go over 40.
Andre the Giant.
No,
I don't know.
They might not. I'm unsure on that.
That's something I'm gonna have to look into.
If you remember, if y'all remember that movie Big Fish.
I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've watched it.
It's the one like he's like in a imagination or something, or it's like an imaginary like world that he's like imagining, but it's not at the same time. But if you remember that real big giant dude, he has a real deep voice. in the movie. That's okay. That was actually his size. That was his actual size.
Oh my god, dude.
And yeah, they said he died. He died a little bit later after the movie because of his size.
Jesus. Man, that is crazy.
Man.
Dude, it's fascinating at the same time, though. Just to think that there is a condition out there where people just fucking grow to be, like, abnormally tall. And it's just like, whoa, bud. Like, I don't even know what to think about it, really. Like, God knows, dude. That's wild.
It's wild. And, I mean, it's amazing. And it's set out all at the same time.
Yeah. Dude, so
I'll
let you go.
Oh, go. No, go for it.
All right, I was going to just throw this out there. But last night, it kind of caught me off guard. I was playing guitar, and then my phone, you know, it went off. It was a YouTube thing letting me know that Joe Rogan went live with Dr. Phil. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go and fucking watch this episode. So I was like, I was going to let it complete and then go back and rewatch it sometime today. But I'm probably going to save it for tomorrow because I didn't do jack shit today. I just relaxed because I'm like, it's my birthday. I just want to take it easy, to be honest. Like, I really don't want to do much. So enjoy my day today and tomorrow, essentially, since it's my 2 days off. Might as well. It's hard. I mean, not hard. It's uncommon for me to be off 2 days in the middle of a week. So,
yeah.
Damn.
Excuse me. Yeah, and I had to go actually today, this morning. I actually had to take my dad to the airport. Well, actually, not to the airport. I had to pick him up. Excuse me.
Right.
I had to pick him up this morning at 6 o'clock, and I called my boss man, and told him it was a serious emergency because nobody else could do it, or my dad would be stuck there at the airport all day.
Right.
In Charlotte.
Dang.
And so I just let him know, and the next thing you know, I wake up about 10 o'clock, and he tells me my boss man told me just take the next day off too, and like he's pissed off and everything. And I called him, and he was pissed off and said, "I need my guys there at all times." And I was like, "Well, you know, it was a really big emergency. I mean, I couldn't just leave my dad there. I mean," and I just told him, I said, I couldn't, you know, family just comes before work, even if like, you know,
definitely,
even though I get paid and stuff, but. And I just told him, and he said, "Well, you know what? Just take the day off." And I was like, "Well, you know, I'm just, I just took his word for it, so I'm off today and tomorrow." So,
dang.
So, but
I don't have to work tomorrow either.
Oh, nice, man.
Dude, might as well make up for all this recording we've been missing, and just and definitely do another episode tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we need to make up for to make up for our last ones. I mean, I don't think you guys have actually heard our last podcast. I don't think we actually got to put it up for everybody to hear. But hopefully,
no, I'm still cutting the audio on that.
Hopefully, we can make up for that.
Yeah, I tried to tell him, dude. I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm thinking we're just going to wait and then just like have that all." Like, I guess, like, semi put together, and then if we wanted to eventually just have like a montage episode and be like, "Hey guys, here we go. We got a clip of like, or we got a episode for you that's nothing but like past segments, like stuff that got cut and left out, and just have a montage of weird shit we talked about."
Yeah.
Might as well.
So, we definitely had to record a bit for that later.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I still have like a, because we kept cutting in and out of parts, during that recording session. So I'm still trying to splice together the different parts together. Yeah. So that episode's nice. And then, yeah, we can use what's left over as a montage.
Most definitely.
I mean, last time it just kept happening. We're like, "Brandon, Eve, what the fuck's going on?" "Do you mean we're not going to put it up?"
Dude,
damn it, I was waiting for this moment.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, so apparently our apparently our podcast is on iTunes, but when I go look on the app, it doesn't say that the podcast is distributed to iTunes. So I thought that was cool to find out earlier today.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Oh, up in the lounge. In our lounge.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, excuse me, everybody.
Oh yeah, speaking of which,
excuse
too.
Me for burping.
It's the alcohol podcast.
A little bit too much.
Oh shit. Tiny bubble.
Welcome to Happy Hour. Welcome to Happy Hour with the Tomorrow Crew.
Drunken Happy Hour.
Hell yeah.
Drunken Happy Hour. But
might as well.
Yeah, so I got somebody to get the audio clips from Spotify, and they made I'll send it to you after this episode. They made a template.
Okay.
For the thumbnail, so they can put the title and how many, like, who's all in the episode with us. But they're going to be downloading the audio from Spotify and uploading this to YouTube as well now, so we can branch out even more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So is it going to be, like, on their account or their profile, or are you able to do it?
Yeah, they're going to be sending it to me, and then I made the YouTube channel with with the email you made.
Nice.
And then we'll be posting it there.
10-4, good buddy.
Yeah.
I dig that shit. Fuck yes. Stay tuned.
I definitely want
to
make
announcements. More to come, we promise.
Who's on Twitter the most out of the three of us?
Shit, I don't have a Twitter. I had one in high school and never fucking used it, so I just tossed it to the curb.
I have Twitter on PS4, but I usually use it to stream games and put them up on Facebook and YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
I think you're thinking about
so
Twitch,
what
though.
I,
Jeremy,
say what now?
I said I think you're thinking about Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch, you are
streaming, streaming games and shit, dude.
Yeah, Twitch. That's it. I thought it was Twitter, but they almost sound. If you forget about it, I mean, Twitch and Twitter. I mean, it almost sounds the same.
Hey, at least it's not called
Twitter. Sometimes you forget
the two T's.
Well, today on Twitter I was streaming games, and on Twitch I was
sharing my statuses. Whoop whoop.
That's... So what I might do is I might find somebody who's active on Twitter, because all I do on Twitter is I look at Joe Rogan's posts and Elon Musk's posts, and no, I refuse to look at those anymore.
I feel that, dude. I know the last time we talked about it, I know you got fucking fed up, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Damn. Yeah, no, I haven't looked at any since that day, because fuck that. but yeah, I might find somebody who I might find somebody who's active on Twitter to be like marketing for that, making tweets, being active in the Twitter community. You know,
I bet we could find someone on our server for that.
Definitely,
for sure. I might use Jan, that German guy, in our server.
Oh, dude, he's cool as shit, man. I really wish we could get him on an episode. I bet he would be cool as fuck.
My name is John.
That is... I don't think that's the right accent.
70.
But, yeah, he's actually really cool. Like, he volunteered because, like, I asked around the server, like, is anybody down to do any of, like, event stuff, event planning and stuff like that? And, like, when nobody texted me or got back to me, like, a week later, he's like, are you still looking for people who want to do event stuff? Because I actually been thinking about doing some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, man.
Were you want to join now? So I'm sure he'll be down for... this too,
right?
Now,
oh, that would be cool.
Now, what happened to our boy that was supposed to be on with us the overnight?
Oh, one man, he hasn't been online at all today. Not that I've seen, actually.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to get to join us so we can meet him today.
There's always tomorrow. If he's free, if all four of us get free tomorrow,
yeah,
and are able to record, then definitely going to make that happen.
Yep.
Depending on how long this episode is and how late we get out of this one, and if we decide to do another one tonight, because I'm not doing jack shit tomorrow.
I'm not doing jack shit tomorrow either.
And he's and if he's on
fucking bums,
and if
I'm sorry. I digress.
If he's online by the time we're done with this episode, depending on when it is, we'll invite him to record another.
Tomorrow's topic on podcast, we're not doing jack shit.
Oh yeah, for real. So how was your
what'd you do today?
Not shit. you know, just laid around, smoked some bud, drink some fucking beer. Had a great fucking time.
Got told off by my boss. Told me not to come in today or tomorrow. So, fuck him.
Sounds good. What'd you do today? Same thing.
We were talking me and Brandon was talking about it today. We were actually talking about the next topic we should have. Our bosses. Why bosses are assholes.
Oh, why we don't go around kissing our bosses' asses is what you had said originally.
That's it. Why we don't go around kissing our bosses' asses? And I'm talking to you, James.
You want to know the funny thing? You want to know the funny thing?
Yeah.
So my mom is actually my boss. So I work in a bar, right? And she's the manager. So my mom is technically my boss inside and outside of work. Hey. So it is very frustrating.
Hey, that's actually fun. I wish we had a fucking family business.
It would be. I mean, I technically kind of had a family business. Well, not really family business, but one that I could have taken over is when me and my dad would go out and play parties and shit like that. Like, I enjoyed it, but at the same time, when it got to the point where he was like, look, I don't want to do this anymore. I can give all the work to you. I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good. Like, I didn't have the drive back then to do it, because my thing is I don't want to play teenage parties because I don't listen to half the stuff that the teenagers today listen to. Because I'm more like, I'm definitely that old soul where I'm like, bro, I just want to play 60s, 70s, and 80s music. Throw in a couple 90s tunes here and there, maybe some early 2000s, but that's about it. Like, I want to play that shit. And that's not suitable for like a fucking 14-year-old's birthday party, because they're not going to know any of that music.
Yeah, you was playing it the other night. Dude. We were actually talking about that. You know, James Brown, we were Nat King. I mean, I even like people like Nat King Cole, man.
Fuck yes. Dude, it's something about Motown, soul, like that retro funk shit, whatever the fuck you call it. Like, I dig that stuff, man. And like, we've had that on the radio at work. Fucking Motown and soul. And it's great, man.
Kids today, kids today actually really piss me off, because there's a few like 16, 17, and even 18-year-olds, like many that I know, that don't know who Johnny Cash is, don't know who Nirvana is, doesn't know who Green Day is. The list goes on with it, and it pisses me off.
But since you mentioned Nirvana, let's talk about this. What about those motherfuckers that buy a Nirvana shirt from, say, Hot Topic or Spencer's, and they don't know who the fucking band is? They were, shirt. Oh, thanks. You like that band too? What band? The fuck you mean that? Like, what band? You're wearing your Nirvana shirt. Oh, is that what this is? I thought it was just a smiley face.
Shit, I'm gonna summon Kurt Cobain back from the dead so he can just shoot those motherfuckers with a shotgun.
Oh my god, stop. Don't.
That's fucked. That's fucked.
Two cheese brown motherfucker, don't make me come out my grave and shoot you. Hey!
Hit me!
Good god! Good god, you don't even know my name, bitch.
So this is more Texas rock, but do you guys know of the band Lucero?
Oh, no, I've never heard of them, dude.
Hit me up with them.
Oh, for real?
Definitely. I'm down.
They're more of like the like sadder side of Texas rock, but like my favorite album is a mixed bag of that, because like there's, you know, uplifting Texas rock, and then they got like sad Texas rock talking about like a girl leaving them and stuff. Right. So it's nice.
Damn. It's awesome though, man.
But I don't know, because like me personally, I have a very like wide, like broad range of music.
Oh yeah.
But personally, it's like country, more modern country actually, is not my shtick. But like it's that whole like, you know, rock country, Texas rock kind of country that I like.
I guess what some people would consider southern rock, you know what I mean? Like, it's still rock, but I mean, like, it has that, like, country-ish feel to it. You know, I know what you're saying, though, dude.
Yeah.
I know there's also, since you mentioned Texas, it kind of, like, fucking reminded me of a band, Texas Hippie Coalition. Now, hearing the name, you're like, no, what the fuck is that? And they're like a blend. Yeah. They're like a blend of fucking, I guess you could consider them a hard rock slash metal band, because they're heavy. You know what I mean? But like, they have that fucking southern rock, hell yeah, like I want to fuck shit up and get drunk and I love bitches and shit like that. You know what I mean? They have that mindset. Like, it's, they're fucking part, I guess, like a form of party metal, but I guess it goes more towards the, like, the southern crowd. You know what I mean?
I want rock and roll t-shirts.
Yeah.
Rock and roll t-shirts and twins.
Damn.
Dude, have you guys heard of the band Betty White Titfuck?
Oh my God, no, but that reminded me of Alaskan Thunderfuck.
I've heard of Betty Crocker.
Damn. What's that fucking group I sent you, Jeremy? It was fucking months ago.
It was
Alaskan Thunderfuck or something. That's the fucking
Thunderfuckers.
Some
rock band called himself Thunderfuckers.
Oh my god.
He was like, the first, Brandon was the first one to mention me. He was like, have you ever heard of a band called Thunderfuckers? I was like, what?
No, I think it was something, Alabama Thunder Pussy or something like that.
Alabama Thunder Pussy.
What? Or something like that. I forget what the fucking country, or like the state was. It was something Thunder Pussy. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Alabama Thunder Cunt.
No, I think it was
Alabama.
It was something fucking crazy. And I was like, I dig this, but I'm low key freaked out. Cause that's like, what the fuck? When I read the band title. I think it's Alabama Thunder Pussy though. I'm pretty.
Somebody just got knocked out.
Oh no. Yeah, Brandon disconnected.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Mom,
oh, shit. Slow transition into the next part. Welcome back.
My God. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
What happened? You just left.
My phone fucking glitched because it was showing Discord, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? I'm
so
disconnected.
Is this still going on to the other recording that we had?
Yeah.
Okay, so we still got the other
one
as well.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's good that we actually have an ad that doesn't, like, as soon as it ends, erases it, and then we have to start over. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, now I can put an ad in between the transitions to make it more fluid.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I forgot you could add that shit. You can cut this, because right now we're talking about shit. We're just discussing shit. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that going to be something when, like, the conversation just cuts off, and then it goes straight to an advertisement, and then goes back into it? So, yeah, about that, I'm fucking sorry. Oh, man.
Welcome back. That transition was shit.
It was.
Sorry for the disconnection, people. Oh. We just disconnected.
Sorry for that thing that just happened. We just had to do the thing.
This thing that always happens. It's just gonna happen, and we're gonna have to deal with it.
Do the same thing. Come on.
Until I can get a computer and afford an actual recording software where this shit won't happen.
Oh yeah.
Or this is the best we're gonna get right now.
Oh, and see, I was gonna mention. I know we're using Anchor, so I probably shouldn't talk about it over here. I'm gonna save this for a conversation that's off Anchor, off of the podcast, just to talk about other stuff elsewhere. You feel me? Okay. Moving on.
Gotcha.
I'll explain later.
We do have some people in the server who are waiting to hop in some episodes with us, by the way.
Hey, let them in, man. Tell them how they feeling. So if they got some stories to share.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we still got that one guy that we met with one man.
Mm-hmm.
That guy who's doing the whole YouTube thing for us, he wants to join in.
Okay.
That guy in the little coat.
And then I think a few more besides that wanted to hop in on it.
Yeah, and I threw it out there in the general discussion. I kind of threw it out there, and I was like, hey, you know, if anybody wants to join us, or I don't think I explained the whole stories thing. I haven't done that yet. I was going to run that by you again and have you make that post so you could at everybody so everyone can see it. But I did say something like, hey, yeah, if you're interested in being in an episode, or if you just want to contribute in any way, just talk to us and tell us what you want to hear, what you like. Things like you want talked about on there and stuff like that, like just tell us if you want to be a part of it or whatever. Like, we're open to suggestions, and it's same for the listeners. And now that I guess we have an email out there, if you know, we could drop that out somewhere or advertise that somewhere, but so that way if anybody else wants to
email us,
yeah, dude, just go ahead, I guess. Link that with the podcast on here.
Yeah, because on the podcast description I have a link to my server under that. Right. I could put the email as well.
Nice. And then of course, after the YouTube server is set up, then we could go ahead and add that too.
Right. Speaking of the server, by the way, because I've been thinking a lot about how to grow that just as like a server,
right,
as well. I've been thinking about, you know, doing monthly awards to, like, the most active members.
Right.
Little gimmicks here and there.
Yeah, like achievements and stuff, kind of like a PS4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, I dig that. And I know that's why you kind of have, like, that events team. You're trying to have that all set up and stuff, right?
Yep.
Gotcha, man.
I've been, you know, telling the chat, like, if you guys have any friends, even if, you know, you think they might join a podcast, or not the podcast, if you think they might just join a server, like, just invite them. Like, the more the merrier.
Most definitely, man. And that's why I got my fucking cousin Matt on there tonight. I was like, dude, you'll like these. Like, you'll like these guys. I mean, we're all crazy in our own little fucking ways, but I'm like, we all get along, and that's the best part about it, because I'm like, I've only been a part of the server with 2 weeks, and I'm like, god damn, I feel like I know all of you, and I know nothing about any of you.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking about that too. Right. I actually saw him, and I saw Mustang, and you said Matt, and I was like, holy shit, is that Mustang from PS4?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I just told him because I was showing him some of the memes that other people had shared on there, and I'm like, dude, like, if you want to join, I'll send an invite. And I sent him like three invites, and it kept saying invalid invite. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm even saying, like, keep this link, like, don't make it go away, whatever the fuck it's called. Like, you know, like, it wouldn't expire and shit like that. And then he closed it. He closed the app and then opened it back up, and he was like, all right, I'm in. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Like, I sent you three different links, and it was three different invites, and none of them worked until you freaking closed it and opened it back up. Thanks, wow. Phone. Sorry.
I'm actually really happy with how active the server's been getting in the last couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's one trouble that I've had with, like, all the other servers that I've made in the past is, like, I was having a lot of trouble with, like, getting them actually active and keeping people, because, like, people would leave because it was an inactive server and nobody would talk because I don't know why. But then, you know, after the next, like, after these, you know, past few weeks and getting, like, more active people and a lot of, like, the members that were already there who want to talk have started to speak up, and it's just, it's been working out great, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy about
it. Speaking of that, we actually have a bunch of channels on our server that nobody even uses.
Yeah, like, some people hardly get to them. And, I mean, I guess to each their own, I get that. Like, if you don't want to share pictures in photography or you don't want to share selfies, don't do it. Like, they're just there for you if you want to anyway.
Yeah, so I guess you got to be more of an open person to do that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm open. I love sharing photos. I don't care if I'm fat or skinny. I'm going to share crazy picture with you, like I just showed y'all a while ago. I got a fucking dollar bill up my fucking nose being a retard. Was... So.
Yeah, first
I like to be me.
I looked at my phone, Jeremy. Like, it kicked me out of the last fucking recording. It kicked me out. I stare at my phone. I'm like, why is there a picture of Jeremy with a fucking dollar bill up his nose?
It's
fucking $3
instead of Coke. It's the heroin! No, I'm just playing. No, kids, we do not do drugs, so do not go back and tell your mom.
I don't condone the use of drugs, but if you're going to fucking do drugs, that's on you, man. That's all I got to say.
I don't condone anything that is said during this podcast.
Like, everybody has their own lives to live. You make your own choices. If you like doing dumb stuff, like what's considered dumb to me, do it if that's what you like. But I mean, hey, I'm not gonna do it. I fucking look down on it, but I mean, I can't fucking make you stop if that's what you like doing.
Yeah, like my daddy used to tell me, you know, we don't support certain things, but you know what, we don't hate anybody. You just have to pull, and I used to get mad and stuff. My dad would tell me, you know, you just have to pull your own red wagon.
Right.
So, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, if you do drugs, even though I believe it's wrong, I mean, you do you. I mean, I can't stop.
And, like, I have honestly grown into that over the last, like, 2 years, I guess. And, like, I'm telling you, like, I know I always say, like, 2 years ago, two years ago, I was having a shit fucking time. I'm not going to lie, you know. And I have grown so much since then. And it's like I have become even more of an, like, open-minded person and even more open in general, you know what I mean? And it's like it's improved my lifestyle and my mindset a lot better than, like, I was before. So.
Yeah. Right. No, like, I've also I'm with Jeremy on that because, like, I've also grown up with the whole you do you mentality.
Right.
But, you know, I still have my beliefs, but, you know, I don't judge people if they are, like, heavy users of a substance. I don't, you know, judge people for, like, what religion they believe in. I just, you know, people are people.
Right.
People have decisions and choices that they make and beliefs, and I have decisions and choices I make.
Yeah.
And also my own beliefs.
Right. Yeah, and like, you know? Okay, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, so don't get alerted, people. All right, like, okay, I don't support, you know, if it's okay to say this. Are you guys all okay with this?
I guess.
Go for it.
All right, like, okay, and I'm not trying to offend anybody. Okay, like, I don't support, like, anything gay, okay? But at the same time, if I'm passing on the, you know, if I'm walking down, you know, the street, you know, the sidewalk or something, if a gay guy tells me, hey, you know, I'm going to treat him just the same. I'm, you know, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. How's your day? But at the same time, like, you know, me and Brandon was talking one night, and we're talking about, you know, like, if we're like, in a bar or something, and you start hitting on us or something, I mean, we're going to tell you, hey, we're straight, man. That is, I mean, it's cool what you do, but if you continue, then, yeah, there's going to be a problem. We're going to get up, and we're going to like, hey, dude, if you want a problem, we can step outside. But if you're just there,
right.
we're just going to tell you, hey, don't bring up what you do, and we won't bring up, you know, things, certain things that we do. Let's just keep it cool, and, you know, let's just keep it buddy-buddy type. I mean, and you know, Brandon told me, like, I'm not going to bring up the guy's name, but Brandon told me that this guy, like, harassed him, like, hitting on him, wanting pictures of certain parts of the body and stuff. And Brandon got pissed off about it. And I said, well, I don't blame you, dude. If he was more chilled and, like, just talked as a friend and didn't bring that stuff up, it'd be cool. But at the same time, when you bring that up, right. you're asking for problems.
I mean, see, and, like, I'll talk about that because, like, I'm cool with this guy and I don't have a problem with him. You know what I mean? And I'm like, look, dude, that's, like, one thing, like, I you're a cool dude. I ain't got a problem with you and what you're into, but at the same time, don't come to me with that, bro. Like, I'll support you 100%, and like I do. Like, I support rights for everybody in that whole sense, like that, with, like, the LGBTQ, like, that whole right. community. I'm all for it, you know? Like, I will support them. I'll stand by them. It's their decision, their choice to do whatever they want to do, love who they want to love. Doesn't matter to me. You know, it's not affecting me. You know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, when it came to that, I was like, look, dude, I don't have a problem with you, but just, like, come on, man. Don't be doing that. Like, that's all I ask. Right. Come to me with that as well, bro.
And it's like, okay.
And like, it hasn't been brought up again.
Yeah. And like, you know, a few, it was about 2 years ago, I believe. And, you know, I saw these guys picking on this guy, and, you know, it was because he was gay. All right? I don't believe in that shit. If he's gay, let him be gay. Don't pick on the dude because he's gay. Yes, like I said, I don't support it. But at the same time, if you're going to hate somebody because they're gay, dude, you're fucking in the wrong.
Right.
Let him do him.
See, we need more, like, we need more, like, progressive mindsets that, like, you guys have as well, because, like, I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm not, but, like, I, you know, if people are gay, like, let them be gay. Like, I have gay friends, I have gay family members, so, like, I also grew up around that stuff. Like, that stuff is normal for me to, like, you know, just let people be people, whether they're gay or not, or just any
whatever their preference. You know,
sexual preference.
Yeah,
yeah, or, and people tell me, right. People tell me, like, I thought you said you didn't believe in gay. I said, I don't, but at the same time, just because a person is gay, you can't just go up on them and start bullying them and, like, kicking the shit out of them. That's
right.
Mean.
Right.
That's, like,
that's why we need, like, more progressive mindset.
Yeah.
And it's just, right. I said, if you don't like it, just turn your head, walk down the street, and continue doing you. Don't pay attention to it.
Right.
And it's, I mean, it gets on my nerves. And people want to tell, you know, just because I don't believe in it, people would say, like, well, you hate it, don't you? And I know I don't hate it. I mean, I hate the belief, but, I mean, it's their own decision what they want to do. I can't stop
right.
them. I can't do anything about it.
And I'm not trying to be that asshole, and that's not even me being an asshole. But for you, though, it is partly because of your faith, Jeremy. You know what I mean? And that,
yeah,
there's nothing
I
wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Yeah. But to tell you the truth, too, at the same time, I actually Brandon knows this as well, and I can talk about this stuff. I actually quit going to church because I don't – it's just I want to start a new life, man. I just don't want to stay in it.
Right.
And Brandon, oh, yeah, and Vito.
Like, that's perfectly fine.
We hit hard on that the other night, and I told him, dude, I was like, shit, I wish I could have fucking logged in here to record that night. Because me and Jeremy were going off just talking about a bunch of awesome stuff, and I'm like, why weren't we fucking recording this?
I know.
Side note, I still need to work out that login because, like, I can log in fine just using the Google thing.
Well, see, I wonder, if you're logged into Anchor already, I wonder if that's why I can't log into it.
I mean, I can log in on the computer and my phone, so I don't.
Well, damn, I wonder why it won't let me do it. Because I logged into your email, and like it logged into that on Gmail, right. But it wouldn't let me log into Anchor with it.
It hates you, Brandon.
No, apparently. It's all good.
Have you tried again since that night?
I tried again yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon and nothing.
It's not telling you why, it just won't let you log in.
Oh, no, it says it's the incorrect login or password or something. So I don't know.
What?
Yeah. And I used the two different passwords that you told me to try, and I was like, okay, well, am I spelling it wrong? I looked at it. No, I was spelling it correctly. And I'm like, well, this is fucked. So
because Siri's actually programming into the system.
All right,
it's the right code, but when you try it, she's like, oh no, not this dipshit again.
So yeah, let's try it after this episode. So when you log out, you have like the Facebook, the Gmail, or Twitter login, the three buttons at the bottom.
Yeah.
Click the Google one, and then choose my email.
See, the thing is, when I tap on login with Google, it automatically logs in with mine, my Gmail, and I'm like, no, motherfucker, let me choose what Gmail I'm gonna log in with. You fuck. Sorry.
He's probably gonna have to log in with your full information.
Well, I've done that. I logged into his Gmail on Google, but when I try to use his Gmail to log in with Anchor, it just won't go. And I'm like, God damn it!
Here, I'll try with the email and password after this, and then I'll try troubleshooting what password and stuff it is.
Okay.
Because that confuses me.
Hell yeah. It's all good. Like, I'm not fretting about it because I'm like, I don't have to, like, log in to record. You know what I mean? Like, unless there is a time where you can't make it to record, you know, and we've already set up a time,
right.
You know, then by all means, yeah, I can log in and do it. But, I mean, like, I don't have to.
Like the other night.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like last night. I'm like, dude. Don't tell me.
Oh, that was last night?
That was last night, man. I know last night felt like fucking 10 years ago, but no, it was last night. It was literally 24 hours ago, man.
Oh, my God, y'all. Y'all know, I don't mean to bring this up, but I saw one of Brandon's pictures one time where he just had his mustache. Y'all know who he reminds me of, and no offense, Brandon.
Fucking
y'all
Hitler.
Remember the old commercials, it's time to make the donuts.
The wait, hold on. Commercial.
the old 80s commercials. Time to make the donuts.
Nope, I haven't fucking seen that.
You gotta see it, dude. You look like in the guy from the commercial. He looks like fucking Super Mario.
Oh my! All right, so no, funny true story, and I have friends that can fucking attest.
So
in fucking ROTC, dude. I was in JROTC all 4 years of high school. Like every semester, I was in that course in that program, and I fucking lived by that shit, dude. I was all about it. But after graduation, I was like, yeah, I don't want to enlist now. But anyway, being in that program, like it did shape me, kind of to who I am right now. You know what I mean? Like I still live by some of those values, and I try to stay true to it. You know, and I still know how to like. I know all the commands and shit by heart because, like, that shit seriously is, like, engraved in you if you take it seriously. And I don't have a problem with that one bit. It's nice to have that knowledge and things like that. And I'm forever grateful. Oh, my fucking God.
Did we really lose Jeremy this time? Jeremy. What the fuck?
I looked at my phone like, what the fuck?
All right.
God damn.
All right. Shitty transition number two. Let's do this. Welcome back. Dude.
There we are.
Every night it's something else. We've had one successful recording session. Just one normal recording session, and then every single one since then has been either broken up or just
fucking that fucking normal ass conversation that went on for over an hour flawlessly. Now we can't even hit fucking 30 minutes without it cutting off. What the hell, man?
And it kept y'all in, didn't it?
Yes, it kept us together. Yeah, because you left and we were still here.
Okay.
Oh my god,
that's good, man. Because last time I thought it, when y'all told me like it cut y'all out too, I thought it cut everybody out if one person got cut out.
Oh, I don't know. Man, I like Anchor. It's cool that we're able to talk on our phones and shit, but at the same time, it's like, oh, bud, why can't we just like record without it cutting off? I wonder what the reason behind it is. Like, I don't know. Is it because one person loses connection, maybe? I don't know. Like, it's something like that.
I'm unsure.
I'm very unsure. I know as much as you do at this point.
And Jesus Almighty. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, hey, what did your aunt say?
What did your aunt say about the... All right,
so as far as starting the PayPal up, she was going to help me set it up tonight at dinner, but I was like, no, we can just talk about it. So I will get it set up. I can do it tonight before I go to bed, or fucking just do it tomorrow morning. But yeah, like, all right. It's really not that complicated. I'll have it set up, and I'll have her, like, I'll call her and have her, like, walk me through it to make sure I'm doing it correctly, but it's not painful at all. So I'm like, it's not complicated is what she told me. And I'm like, well, that's cool. Cause I thought this shit was going to be like an act of Congress, because I'm like, if I got to use like my bank account, I don't want the money to go to me because we're using this for the podcast. And she told me, she's like, well, no, right. It's not going to go into your checking unless you want it to. And I'm like, well, fuck no, dude, I'll just have this as a separate savings then. So I think I'll just have it set up like that. So that way, whenever we do decide to like make moves and meet up or whatever, we have those funds to get like to fucking do whatever. So
I know you need a credit card to actually activate your PayPal, though.
Right.
So I think for that, I think what it does is that when you put in your credit card, it will give you an option to order a separate card, I think.
Okay.
Just for that, you know, for like the money that you have on your PayPal.
Right.
So then once that happens, you can take your actual bank account card off and then use that one.
Nice. Okay.
So, you know, we can share that versely and buy the things for the show.
Right.
Or, you know, save up enough for gaming shit so we can all play together at one point.
Oh yeah, definitely, man.
Speaking of that, I'm actually glad I came up with a because I was actually looking at all the channels, and I was like, I know we have a gaming room, but at the same time I was like thinking, you know, Pokemon counting, you know, yeah. RPG, I mean, it's like I looked at the RPG and it was like a pencil and paper type RPG. And I'm like, well, what if we came up with a channel where we got together, we gave each other our, what do you call it?
Usernames and shit like that.
Yeah, usernames. And we check in through that channel on our server.
Right.
And when we all checked in, we made sure that everybody, and we keep up with all like new online games that are coming out, so we can all play together. And as soon as we do that, we all check into we give the party name, and whoever wants to be in charge of the party name on PS4, we all check into that party and we all play in that game together.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
it's gonna be great. Hell yeah, and
because I know if you have the like the PlayStation mobile app, you can share a direct link to said party. So if you just grab that, you know, link and post it in the Discord, people can, you know, join the PlayStation party or Xbox party from their phones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Nice. We need to start using that then.
Yeah, I need to re-download that app since I deleted it off of here. So, yeah, I'm going to fucking do that eventually.
Yeah.
Same. Nice. I mean, once I actually start playing PlayStation again.
Yeah, I've actually got almost all the apps already for the PS4. The original PS4 app, and then there was the Messenger app, and then but at the same time, why don't they just actually make all of them into one? I mean, instead of just spreading them out.
Yeah, I don't know why the messages was separate. Right. Cause I was like, dude, why can't the messages be open? Like, if you get a message and you tap on the fucking button, why does it have to open up in a different app? Like, I don't understand that. I mean, it's kind of like Facebook and Facebook Messenger in a way, where if you go to check your messages, it opens up fucking Messenger, provided you have that downloaded.
Right.
But I don't know. One of those things, dude.
Do you guys play Apex Legends?
Oh no. I'm not into the battle royale kind of games, dude.
Yeah, we both ain't.
Dude. I was playing it. It honestly doesn't feel like a battle royale. It more actually feels like, you know, all what it feels like is like it took the best parts of, you know, every, you know, first person shooter, put it into one game. So it's the best of, pretty much. Like, my uncle, who hates Battle Royale games, he's playing that, like, almost every day now because, like, it doesn't feel like a Battle Royale.
Well, Jeremy, how about this? How about we consider downloading it and trying it out for ourselves?
I was just actually thinking about that as he was saying that. I was like, I know. If it feels more like a, like, story, open world, you know, side quest type, you know, deal, main quest. Main quest, you know, aka story. If it actually feels that way, and he was talking about his cousin, you know, he's never liked PvP battle royals. I think I'm down with it.
Well, I don't think he's saying it was an open world game. Like,
yeah, no, it's still a battle royale. Doesn't feel like a battle royale in a sense that it just feels like very quick Call of Duty matches where you only have one life. Like that's. Yeah. It doesn't feel like a battle royale in a sense, but it just feels like, you know, a very fast pace. Like
it's like Siege, but with multiple players, and you're not actually attacking like a fucking building or anything. Like you don't have an objective; you're just fucking killing people. Because why not?
Like it has fun. It has the classes from like Overwatch. It has like the graphics of Titanfall 2, but even better. Has like it feels like Halo 2 in the sense of like it's a good solid game.
Man, you fucking kind of sold me on Halo just because I'm a huge fan of the series and I've never owned an Xbox. But I have played Halo.
Brandon, I'm already downloading it.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, because like I was gonna say, if you guys like it, if you like playing it, like we could play together this weekend.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that character Bloodhound looks actually cool.
Oh, dude. All right. So, like, I mainly play either Bloodhound, Wraith, or the Healer, even though I try to play all the classes to see which ones I like. So far, I'm down to those three.
All right.
It kind of reminds me of that game. What is it? The one that some people like. God dang it, I can't remember the game. But it's the one. On the front, it's the one where the guy in the mask and he's got his fingers in up to his head like he's pulling the trigger.
Oh, Borderlands!
Oh, yeah. Borderlands!
God damn, that's such a fun game, dude.
That kind of reminds Apex kind of reminds me of Borderlands.
It's fun. It's definitely fun.
Dude, I had Borderlands 2 on my PS3, I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Was it the second one?
Yeah. If you guys actually enjoy Apex as well, we can stream it this weekend too.
Oh, dude, if you want, man, yeah, I'm down with that.
So we can actually stream it and put it on here.
Well, not with the podcast, but yep. I mean like just streaming it.
Yeah. So, because like I have a streaming channel, Jeremy has a streaming channel. Brandon, do you have a streaming channel?
I have a Twitch account. I just gotta go in there and change it up. So since I haven't touched it in years, I haven't touched it since I played Modern Warfare. Not Modern Warfare. Fucking, I haven't touched it since I played World War II Zombies and shit.
World War II.
Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, I haven't used Twitch since I was in the Guts Clan. Shout out the Guts Clan. I swear to God, like I enjoyed my time with those guys, but I wasn't as active anymore in the group and stuff.
All right, we're having a split up problem.
A split up.
What's problem? That?
Yeah, everybody's going out.
Shit.
Wait, what?
Okay, I can hear y'all now.
I was about to say it might be on your end because I don't know if you hear it, Ezrin, but for me, Jeremy, I hear like static in your mic every time you talk. Like it's a constant popping.
Yeah.
Like it's not annoying to me, but I don't know how other people will feel about it. I mean, it really does. It's not bothering me. It's not bothering me. I'm just not bothering. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
hold up. I'll be right back. I gotta put wood on the fire.
Okay. Look. Yeah, dude. So Jeremy, whenever I go back inside, I'll go ahead and download Apex, and then I guess you and I can play it tomorrow, man.
Oh, nice.
Have some fun with that and try it out and see how we like it, and then prepare ourselves for this weekend playing it.
Oh yeah. It'll be an experience. This will be. I've tried several of battle royals before, but I didn't really like them.
Yeah, just like I wasn't going to like. I would watch people play Fortnite, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to play this game. And me and a few other people have agreed on like it would probably be a good game if you weren't fucking building shit half the time. But I'm like, but isn't that kind of the whole purpose of the game is to build stuff and also like kill people? I'm like, it's kind of the whole purpose of the game. Like that's a part of it. I know, but it's stupid because every time you try to fucking shoot somebody, they build a wall right in front of them. And I was like, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things. Like, I get it. That's one reason why I never downloaded it, because I'm like, oh, that's fucking – I just feel like it would get annoying trying to shoot somebody, and next thing you know, they disappear behind a wall they're building or a fucking – just anything. Oh, well. It's just one of those things. But speaking of, like, the online games and stuff that you were talking about a while ago.
Skipping.
Oh, it's in and out again? Hello.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you.
I gotcha. Oh, but Jeremy, what you were talking about before with online games and stuff? That picture that you sent me, I know it mentioned Red Dead, and when I read it, I had to reread it because I'm like, hold on, is this really talking about Red Dead Redemption 2? And then it was talking about how there's a new online open world Western game that's coming out for PC games. I forget the name of it, Outlaws of the West or something like that, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it's just a PC game. And it was saying how this game is more than likely going to fucking just like blow Red Dead Online out of the water. Like, it's going to be so much better than it. And I fucking believe it, because it is a PC game. Like, it's gonna fucking in Rockstar.
That's why I've always said PC games are, and I'm sorry, console players, but, I mean, I'm a console player, but PC is so much better. It doesn't have a limit of room of, you could say it does have a limit, but at the same time, it has a lot more room than a console does, and you can download games that, like, I mean, you can explore a whole planet.
Yeah, but, like, those, the online games, though, they have that capability because, like, they're literally massive. They're called MMO RPGs for a fucking reason. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they are like, massive. There's multiple players in it. Shit.
Like, massive.
Like, in general.
Oh, yeah.
Like, PC in general, like, they're more versatile. You can do a lot more with it. You can push the boundaries of graphics more beyond than, like, the limited capabilities that a console has.
Not to mention the modding. You know,
build a PC. Yeah, the mods that come with it, the community around, like, PC gaming and everything that came with that, the way you could build it to push the limits even further. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the pretty much boundless limit that a PC has, you can push that even further by, you know, the newer stuff that's coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, a PC is way more, like, superior compared to a console, and I don't even get why people are still trying to defend consoles. Like, I grew up on consoles. I grew up on, like, the Nintendo 64.
Right.
I grew up on, like, 360. Mm-hmm. I grew up playing consoles. Like, I've never really had a PC to play on, like, in my life that much, or even, like, just to work on.
Right.
But, like, PCs are way better than consoles, like, hands down.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel that. And, like, I know I am a hardcore console player, just because that's all I've had. And, like, I've played maybe a couple games that were, like, PC games. But, I mean, that's just because, like, I had the opportunity to play them, but that's it. I only, like, played them for, like, what, not even a day. Like, a couple hours tops, that's it. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I love this shit, you know? And it's just, yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. I've never had my own PC where I'm able to sit down and play these games and, you know, and play games like that. You know, I've always had a console. I've always had, I had a PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PS3, PS4, but I also had a 360, a Nintendo 64. I have never owned an Xbox, but I have played Xbox multiple times because that's what my younger cousin fucking had. That's all he had. He had Xbox 360, and then eventually transferred over to PlayStation. You know what I mean? Because that's what me and my older cousin had.
Let me say this.
All the consoles I can.
Can I say this right quick?
Go for it.
Yeah, go all for
right,
it.
And let me ask, Ezra, your real name is? I've never asked your real name.
It's Ezra.
It's Ezra.
It's Ezra. All right.
Yeah.
And you know, like you, I started out with consoles as well. But when I was introduced to PC and, like, you know, the first game I played on PC was World of Warcraft. All right? And I introduced Brandon to World of Warcraft.
Oh,
Brandon
yeah.
was at, I mean, at the time, you know, I thought Brandon wasn't going to actually like it, but he actually acted like he was stunned by it. And I was like, wow, coming from a person who's actually only played first-person shooters.
Right.
I mean, he was actually stunned by it. And I told him, I said, dude, I was always the console person, but at the same time, when I was introduced to PC and World of Warcraft, I became a new person. And, you know, like I said to console players, not to offend or anything, but, you know, PC is a lot better. I mean, you have a keyboard instead of a controller, and you have access to all these abilities in like 20 or 40 slots because of your keyboard. But on a console, you only got a controller that's only got, like, you know, a punch button, a jump button, and a kick button, right?
Yeah, the basics.
Right.
Just the simple ones.
Hello?
I mean, like, granted, granted, you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Oof. Did we lose him?
Oh, no. Oh. We heard him perfectly fine. He hasn't left.
God bless America.
No.
Every time the conversation takes off, it fucking does this.
Why?
Why me, Lord? Why me?
Why us?
Swear to God.
Fuck.
All right. Cut.
All right, I want to say this. I want to say this before we cut the episode, because we might end it there, because I want to see if one man's on. But okay. Like it goes to show, like, a PC has a keyboard.
Right.
Yes, and like it takes a lot of skill to like learn how to, you know, do that fast, do it efficiently, like use a keyboard to the maximum optimality that you can.
Like sometimes you have to use the mouse with it. Like sometimes you got to reach over there and grab the fucking mouse and do this and shit. But
yeah, like especially in shooter games too, like people get really fast with that. But the same can be said for a controller. Somebody's played like a PC all their life. They're handed a controller. It's going to take them a little bit to play the game, you know, almost as good as they can on PC. And like it shows that like two different, you know, group sets can learn pretty much the same skills in like efficiency and optimize their skills to like their peak performance. That it's still really cool that you can, you know, do both and be like having a good, you know, skill set in both of those things.
Definitely.
And it teaches different kind of skills and hand movements.
And the best thing is too, is that I'm pretty sure there's a lot more than I know, but you're still able to play PC games with a fucking Xbox controller if you really wanted to. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like some of the games.
Yeah.
I know, like, not every PC game you're able to use a controller for, but I mean some of them you can still use a controller if you want to. You don't have to use the keyboard.
Right, you plug in your controller and it automatically detects that.
Exactly. But the thing is, it has to be an Xbox controller. At least that's the only way. I don't think like a PlayStation controller has ever worked for a PC game, right?
No, I think a few have. I know you could play you could play the new Tomb Raider that came out with a PlayStation controller. You could play. What was it? Oh, you could play. Why is it blanking on me? I just watched a video for it.
Outlast. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking, I think you could play Resident Evil 4 Remastered with PlayStation
controller. Oh, wow. That's cool. On PC?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
yeah,
nice.
Like if you have a. Oh, yeah. But anyway, this has been a wild night, and you know, I'm down to record another if you guys are.
Well, I don't know what happened to Jeremy. I know he says he's still here, but I wonder if he got like cut, like he can't hear us and we can't hear him. That might have been what happened. But yeah, I'm good. I'll hit him up after we end this. So yeah. And right, I guess we'll just all meet back up in Discord and then chat for a little bit. And then if we're going to record again, might as well knock another episode out.
Right on. So, yeah, this has been the Tomorrow Show with me, Brandon, and, you know, occasionally Jeremy, if he will quit cutting out. hope to see you guys in the next episode. See ya.